Jeremiah 20. Now Pashur, the son of Immer the priest, who was the chief officer in the house of Yahweh, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things. He'd been there, standing at the gates of the temple, telling the people to repent. And of course they were angry with him. Pashur struck Jeremiah and put him in the stocks that were in the upper gate of Benjamin, which was in the house of Yahweh. So they would have fastened his legs, possibly his hands, so he couldn't move. The next day, Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then Jeremiah said to him, Yahweh has not called your name Pashur, but Magormisabib, because thus says Yahweh, behold, I will make you a terror to yourself. That's really what this new name, Magormisabib, meant. I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes will see it. And I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive to Babylon. Well, as soon as you preach God's truth, and the need to repent, the need to change, the need to humble yourself, the humble will respond, but a lot of people will be angry. Because somewhere in their deepest heart and conscience, they know that this is true. But it will come true for you as it did for Paul when he said to the Galatians, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? The fact is that people don't like being told they're wrong, and we particularly live in a society where everyone likes to think I'm great, and you've got to tell me I'm great. Don't tell me I'm wrong. You might hurt my feelings, or you upset me. Do you know how much you upset me by saying that? And this is why people hated Jeremiah. And so far in Jeremiah, we've already read a couple of times when his own family tried to kill him, the priests tried to kill him, they set traps for him and all this sort of thing, and now Pashur is putting him in the stocks. They think that by shooting the messenger, they can stop the message. But I'll get rid of Jeremiah. That means that God's word is not going to be spoken to us. And that's, of course, very foolish. But you will find that in preaching the gospel, in whatever way you do it, you will encounter aggression and opposition. That is part of it all. And that's why at the beginning, in Jeremiah 1, God says he's going to strengthen Jeremiah, strengthen him in his mind, make him strong so that he can cope with that, because it's obviously a very nasty thing to have to experience, especially when it goes on and on. You, Pasha, and all who dwell in your house shall go into captivity. You shall come to Babylon, and there you will die. There you'll be buried, you and all your friends to whom you've prophesied falsely. And now Jeremiah complains to God. He says, Yahweh, you seduced me, and I was seduced. You're stronger than me, and I'm overcome. I'm become a laughingstock all the day. Everybody mocks me. Whenever I speak, I cry out your word. I cry about violence and destruction. But the word of Yahweh is made a reproach to me and a derision all the day. If I say, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. If he says, well, I'm going to go on strike. I'm not going to preach God's word anymore. Then there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I'm weary with forbearing, and I can't. So, this is the nature, I think, of inspiration. The Bible was written by inspiration. That is, God put his spirit in men, and they spoke what he told them to say, and that was then written down. So that what they said was not their word, but God's word. And quite a few of the Bible writers, and Jeremiah is one of them, were reluctant. They didn't want to do this. And he says, well, when I say I'm not going to do this, I can't help it. I have to. His word is like a burning fire inside me. I've heard the defaming of many, terror on every side. Denounce, and we will denounce him, say all my familiar friends, those who watch for my fall. Perhaps he will be persuaded, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But Yahweh is with me, as an awesome, mighty one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be utterly disappointed, because they have not dealt wisely, even with an everlasting dishonour which shall never be forgotten. But Yahweh, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you have I revealed my cause. Sing to Yahweh, praise Yahweh, for he has delivered the soul of the needy from the hand of evildoers. Cursed is the day in which I was born. Don't let the day in which my mother bore me be blessed. Cursed is the man who brought news to my father, saying, a boy is born to you, making him very, very glad. Let that man be as the cities which God overthrew. Let him hear a cry in the morning and shouting at noontime, because God didn't kill me from the womb, and so my mother would have been my grave, and her womb always great. Why came I forth out of the womb to see labour and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame? Just 1 minute, Jeremiah is saying, wow, Yahweh is with me as an awesome, mighty one. And verse 13, sing to Yahweh, praise Yahweh. Then verse 14, cursed is the day in which I was born. He's got these really dramatic mood swings. He goes up and down, doesn't he? 1 minute he's praising God, the next minute he's deeply depressed. And so he probably did suffer from this kind of up and down depression and then great joy, etc. That's not surprising given the pressure that he was under. And yet in his downswing, if you like, when he talks about cursed is the day in which I was born, that whole section when he goes on about I wish I'd never been born, he's actually quoting the words of Job pretty well word for word. So even in his downswing, in his depression, he's still with the Lord. He's still thinking about Job. He's thinking about, if you like, the Bible. He's taking comfort from somebody else who had a huge downswing, but as we know, Job swung up in the end. And I think Jeremiah then, although I suppose it's wrong to say what he said in a sense that I wish God had killed me from the womb, why did I come out of the womb? Why am I alive? All the same, in his depression, he is still in his heart with the things of God and thinking about Job.